Well, what I want to do, let's start at the beginning. Let's go with the title. Act like a lady and think like a man. Why do we need to change who we are? That's the first thing. From the very title is telling women that there's something wrong with you, that you're not good enough, that you need to change and be like men. And what I want to know is, when did men get set up to be the default human being at which everything needs to be based on them? We're the one that raised the families. We're the one that have the children. Okay, that's us. So shouldn't it be more important for them to think like us? I would think so, because we're the ones that keep the human race on the planet. We, us, women. So I think it's more important that women not necessarily adjust their thinking. I mean, if you're one of those silly chicks, then I've run into a lot of them. Yeah, your thinking does need to be adjusted, but does it need to be adjusted in that you need to think like a man? Absolutely not. Because of the fact that as you roll through this book, as I'm going to be, you know, explaining as we move forward, the men that he is talking about are selfish, arrogant, supercilious, practically sociopaths, because they're extremely self-centered. Any woman who would think that a man like this is a prize is crazy. Men must be required to give. They must be required to adhere to standards. You must uphold your standards, and men must be required to meet them. Now, that part he did get right, but what I'm telling you is, this man says, okay, as we move through this book, you'll see there's like these relationship issues. He goes into great detail about how women love and all the things that women give to men. But men give back only three things, and I'll go over those in a little bit. So like I said, starting from the title, it's already getting the woman's mind, you know, getting women confused to feel bad about themselves. It's already attacking your self-esteem. It's placing you in a position where you're being open to what's coming, because you feel like you're not doing something right, that you're damaged, that you're confused, that you're wrong. And he even says that part of the problem is that women listen to other women about men instead of listening to men. The only man you really need to listen to is the man that you're dealing with. That's the one. Steve Harvey, ladies, the week before this book came out, was a joke teller, okay? A joke teller. Once this book hit the book stands, suddenly now he's the go-to person for male-female relationships with his twice-divorced cheating on his wife behind. Please understand this. Black women have this mentality where they want to follow men. That's that Christian mess. So you read in the Bible that men are just, you know, you should follow a man. You need to listen to a man, your daddy, your pastor, your husband. I'm telling you, stop listening to dumb people. Just because someone has a penis does not make them a god. It does not make them anyone that you need to listen to. Black women need to stop with this mess, this following men stuff. It's crazy. This fool is insane. And his comments, his idea of relationships is so damaging. It's so misogynistic. It's so controlling. I cannot believe that you guys did not understand what you read. And the women I'm talking to, you know, I'm like, didn't you guys read this? Did you not see this on this page here? What do you think that means? Oh, I don't know. I wasn't sure what that meant. I'm looking at public schools, public schools, and the reading comprehension stuff is just kind of a problem. But, you know, all that as an aside, I am going to try my hardest over the next hour to break this down into manageable pieces so that you guys understand what this book is really telling you and what this book is really saying. It should be all of them should be thrown in the nearest garbage can. There's not going to be any good for you coming from this book and listening to this drivel. Okay. So let's get started. Let's start with page. Let me scroll through, cause I have it right here on my screen in a PDF. All right. As we go through, I'm in the introduction now, and he says, what men count on is that you'll continue to get your advice from other women who do not know our tactics or our mindset. And this book, he promises, is going to change this for you, that you will have the playbook. And then he says, no matter how good you are to a man, no matter how good you are for him, until you understand what his makeup is, what drives him, what motivates him, and how he loves, you'll be vulnerable to his deception and the games he plays. Okay, so that sentence sets this book up as an expert reference to get you to understand what a male makeup is, how to be good to a man, what drives him, what motivates him, how he loves, and will therefore make you less vulnerable or totally inoculate you against deception and the games that he plays, right? That is basically what he's saying right here. Lies, all of it, lies, okay? So we move on, chapter one. He says, men are driven by who they are, what they do, and how much they make. That is kind of true. Now, you know, men do find an ego involved in their employment and how much money they make. That's why when you meet a guy, he will be proud to tell you, oh, you know, my name is Dr. John Smith. Okay, he had to throw that doctor in there because he wants you to know that he is up above, you know, the average dude because he's a doctor.